how young you guys are on the defensive front, how much do you count on Troy and Mike to be leaders for those young guys, and how have they done in that role?
Well, the defensive line group is definitely young, and Mike Daniels and LaTroy, I think anytime you see players that are able to advance and do as well as they've done playing, and there's a natural leadership role that they fall into through their credibility and playing performance. But the other part of it too is how we operate as a program, how we do things. And I think both those guys have done a great job, particularly in a practice environment, a classroom environment, showing those guys the way.
What have been your impressions of Kenny Clark through two actual games instead of just seeing him in practice?
Kenny's getting better and better each game. I think he played, 13, 16 reps of the first game, got up above the 20s, and hopefully get him more time this week. We'll see how today and tomorrow go. But I think Kenny's definitely progressing, and I like what I see.
Where's John Crockett in his development? I know this offseason you said that redshirt year's over. Where's he?
John did some really good things against the Raiders. I thought he had an opportunity or two there in the first half. Probably could have got a little more production, but I thought he put his foot down and ran with the authority and the toughness that you saw in spurts last year, and particularly back in his college career. So third down is an important down for our running backs. We don't want to play with just first and second round running backs. It's important for us to keep our players on the field, particularly in a no huddle offense. So being the three down back is important, and that's that's his focus right now, is to do a better job on third down.
Mike, so many young guys got to make this team with special teams. Are there any of those young guys that have really kind of done a good job for you?
I think they've all shown things. I just really sit here and highlight one player. This will be a big week because right now I don't think we've really given those guys a lot of opportunities as far as the different combinations. But with the veterans playing more this week, I'm looking for more opportunities for the younger guys on special teams.
Mike, how much longer can Corey Linsley afford to sit out before he loses his starting job?
I'll just say this. I think it's important to recognize what's going on each and every day. And, J.C. Treader has had an excellent camp. I think I've answered that question repeatedly. And J.C. has, in my view, has earned a starting position at center. Availability is a big part of what you look for in your players. It's unfortunate what Corey's going through and continuing to battle to get back out there. There's been a lot of time that's gone by since he's been out there. So I think J.C.'s done an excellent job.
Have you been able to get as much diversity on the offensive line, guys working in different positions because of the injuries? I mean, like Barkley's had to play a lot of center. Treader hasn't been able to move around. Have you got this?
I think the variation's been good. The injuries have really probably put guys more in singular roles or maybe one or two roles than maybe you'd like. It usually goes the other way. It's just kind of how training camp goes. But, Don Barkley has done a very good job progressing with his performance at center. And I look for Don to take another step this week in the San Francisco preparation and in the San Francisco game.
Mike, when you and your staff talk about players and when you meet with Ted and talk about players for personnel matters, are there discussions about whether a player might be better than another, but somebody else might fit better in a particular scheme, talent versus scheme fit? Is that something that gets discussed a lot?
Well, I think it's important to look at it from both viewpoints, and that's the way we're designed. The personnel department has a clear lens that they look through, and as a coaching staff, you have a lens that you look through, and that's why you collaborate. So that's all part of the the chemistry of personnel and coaching working together, and it's all part of the chess match of trying to, you know, figure out who that 50, you know, who the 53 players are, because it's, you know, you're not just picking 53 players for the first game of the year. I mean, it's a journey. It takes a lot of players to win a championship. We understand that, and that's why you just take advantage of every opportunity. You know, today's practice is very important for a lot of people. Tomorrow's is even more important. So, but yes, I think it's important to stay in tune with that. But at the end of the day, it's the 53 men that you feel give you the best opportunity to win a championship.
Mike, is Jordy still on track to do what you wanted to do today?
Yes, yes. He'll work individual today.
Thank you.